This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, including the horrors of San Bernardino, California on Wednesday, there have been more than 300 mass shootings in the U.S. this year, according to some definitions of that. To at least help protect employees, companies are paying for something called active shooter training. Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
The training is usually some variation on run, hide, and as a last resort, fight. Michael Crane is Senior VP at Hillard Hines, a security firm that has done these trainings for casinos, hospitals, and resorts.
We're getting more inquiries. We're getting more phone calls, both from new clients and also current clients where we've done other work for them.
Industry-wide statistics on trainings and prices are hard to come by. One big company, Walmart, started training its workers earlier this year. Pete Blair is with the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Center at Texas State. The group worked with Walmart on an active shooter awareness video for employees.
Well, Walmart had seen that the active shooter threat was a real potential threat. They've had some incidents happen in some of their stores.
Greg Crane is president of the Alice Training Institute, which also specializes in active shooter preparation. He started Alice after Columbine. He says there are more companies like Alice now and more room in the market for them.
I've seen many of these events occur. Every one of these events, we get more calls.
A growth industry with regrettable reasons underpinning its growth. I'm Noel King. For Marketplace.